Off Air, the podcast with Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
You eat cheese in the sink?
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh,
no, how would that go in the booth?
Badly. It would go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast, now available on the Times radio app.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
No. Cue start music.
I've got a little bit of a cold, so I might be sounding funny, and also coughing even more than usual, and possibly even blowing my nose.
But are you going to be a respectable... Sorry. But are you going to be a respectful interviewer?
That is going to change, and it's going to be a good thing.
Stop talking. We are going to have questions and answers, not where you merely talk, if you wouldn't mind. The question I now want to ask you is about the cost of living.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Are you going to be respectful?
I think the question is rather, are you going to be respectful, Giles?
Stop talking. We...
Are you going to play that every time I'm talking too much?
Stop talking. We are... Stop talking. We are... Stop talking.
Stop talking.
I wanted to get a really clean hit of the stop talking so
stop
that I could play it.
Stop talking.
And my plan is to do that, you see, when you're boring me.
We'll see. Maybe I should make a little sign that just says stop talking on it and just hold it up.
This is an audio medium.
No, but you would just laugh.
Oh, I see.
And it would just be, you know, just be gags.
Anyway, you hadn't heard the interview?
I hadn't heard the interview. I can't really get my head around it. It's just sort of mad. I mean, why would you wait? I mean,
2 years they've waited to get the Prime Minister on.
2 years.
While the Prime Minister has been going regularly onto Times Radio, where the likes of Stig Abel go, oh yes, Prime Minister, very good Prime Minister, which is exactly what you should do, and while also holding him to account, obviously, on intellectual issues, but to have Robinsons just waiting there, chomping at the bit, stop talking. Did you see John Humphreys in the Mail said he wouldn't have said that?
No, it was an incredibly rude thing to say.
Yeah.
Unbelievably rude thing to say, no matter what you think of Boris Johnson or what's
But what do you really think about it, though?
What do I really think about it?
Stop talking.
I really think it was very, very, very rude.
Stop talking.
This is working for me as a gig. Sorry.
What do I really think about it? I think it's very rude. I think Nick Robinson was probably overexcited and nervous doing the first interview with Boris Johnson on the Today programme for 2 years or 5 years or however long it is. And he just... He felt the weight of expectations from the whole of the office going, oh, you're going to give him what for? You're going to really tell him what's what? You're not going to let him just sort of flannel on, faffle on, whatever. And he couldn't keep his powder dry. And he said, stop talking, because he thinks that's what everybody wants.
That's
something very, very big coming through the front door.
Can I go and see what it is?
Yeah, what the hell is it? It'll be for me. It'll be some insane late-night purchase.
It's something from Nick Robinson.
It's been my life-size cutout of Boris Johnson.
It's a thing for you and a thing for me. It's Oak Caledonia by Elspeth Barker, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah, that's a new novel that's supposed to be very good. Okie dokie. What do you think about it, Giles?
I think it's just embarrassing. Yeah, I think it's me, me, me. Nick Robinson's great, but I mean, I think why do it the first time?
Yeah.
Boris was just explaining his thing. That is sort of what they do. The idea that you're going to trap him into answering your question wrongly and going, and putting it out on YouTube, that's not meant to be how the BBC operates. Yeah. You know, trying to get social media. Our friends upstairs at Talk Radio, they do a bit of, you know, try and get a 10-second soundbite and bash it out on social media. It's not what the BBC should be doing. Let him talk. Give him space. Sit, go for an hour. Then interview him properly. But stop talking.
Oh, he's not going to go back now, is he?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, God, I'd be so angry if I was Boris Johnson. For all sorts of reasons.
But anyway,
So, moving swiftly on from bad manners to...
What?
Pubs.
I'm just holding my phone.
Yeah, are you going to do that throughout?
Stop talking.
But the irony is, darling, that I should be holding that, shouldn't I? Because you're the one...
But you didn't think of it.
When you're on...
You didn't think of the top comedy gag. Anyway, what do you got?
Stop.
No, but I can see you doing it. I can see
I need to get a special magic button.
I can see you doing it.
It's really... Yeah, sorry. Anyway.
You need to be...
Sorry. Just there, just there, just if I need it.
These are my stories are in not in order. You're just going to press play, aren't you?
No.
My stories aren't in order of importance. They're just in order of when I saw them. So the first one I've got is
No, I've accidentally recorded you saying something. That's no good. Right. No, I'm all ears. I really am.
Right. This is like doing a podcast with Sam. Can you stop it?
No, it's not.
Stop talking.
Go on.
At your university, where you went to, near Reading.
Yeah.
Did you ever drink at the Lamb and Flag?
Didn't really like the Lamb and Flag.
Why not? Because nobody else seems to either, because it's shut.
Yes, but I am one of the people who has bought a share in it. Did I not tell you that?
You didn't tell me that. Okay, fine. So let's go all the way back to 1988.
So the Lamb and Flag. I'm interested you saw that story. I've written it down. I thought it was to me. The Lamb and Flag, which is a pub in...
It's on that big wide road called...
St Giles.
Right. Oh, how?
Oh, yes. So on the St Giles, it's in the city of Oxford. And then, yes, you could, by all means, comment below the line. It'll be on writing to say, oh, is he always going on about leaving to Oxford? But anyway, so there's the Lamb and Flag is a pub in Oxford where... I think the Inklings, or the Wankers, as they were known to the rest of them. It was the C.S. Lewis and Tolkien, was it them?
I don't know.
They went to the Eagle and Child across the road. Anyway, right. The Lamb and Flag shut after 400 years, and it's the pub where Chaucer lost his virginity or something.
It's been on the site since, do you know when? Since 1613.
Yeah.
And over lockdown. I mean, you've got a really, really famous old pub in Oxford that serves alcohol. How bad did it have to be to actually shut?
It is difficult for me because I have supported.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
So, our friend Dave Norwood, the guy who sent us 48,000 crates of
gin,
the self-made millionaire from Bolton, who I love dearly, he's a chess grandmaster and general all-round top geezer, got in touch with me when he heard that the Lamb and Flag's gone to piss, Giles. I just need 3 million. I said it's all right. You give 2.999 million. I'll give 2.999 million. He said, and you give a grand. So I put in some money.
When?
A year ago or something.
Oh, so that long ago.
So the Lamb Flag, it suffered. I don't know whether it was because of COVID or lockdown or something.
Right.
It's between Keble and St John's, and it's a pub that people from Keble went to. But because I was a sort of social climber and wanted to be friends with the posh Sloanes south of the Radcliffe Camera, I used to go to the King's Arms.
Fine.
Next to Wadham, the college I didn't get into. But anyway, this pub, which was famous because these guys, the Inklings, these writers, used to go there.
Right. I didn't know it had quite such a hinterland with you. I thought you thought you could write a column about pubs. Because you've been in quite...
Oh, yeah, pubs are great.
Because you've been in quite a lot of pubs recently, and you hadn't been in a pub... I'm not a big pub fan. I don't really like sitting in pubs. I get restless. I find them really boring. It's not a snobbery thing. It's a kind of restlessness thing.
Oh, it's not a snobbery thing, but it's just those ghastly little people that do.
Exactly, yeah. So I wasn't quite sure exactly what it would be, but maybe something about British pubs.
Yeah.
No.
That's That's builders next door, Lucy. I can shut the door, but that's a sound effect that kind of runs through the...
Oh, that makes a difference in the kettle.
Yes.
That's the sound.
That noise you may be able to hear is, it's fine. The people next door who bought the house next door are just, all they're doing is just taking out everything that's inside the house and then putting
and
it back
the
together.
Walls down brick by fucking brick.
Yeah.
And then sanding every brick with an electric sander.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then doing some pneumatic drilling, I think, for maybe for some cardio exercise. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but it's very, very noisy.
And it's why I don't do nothing in the house now, except ironically record the podcast.
Yes.
I go to an office to do absolutely everything else because I can't work or think or do anything. But anyway, so I just got this line bike and I've always thought it was going to be difficult and I scanned the thing.
Hmm.
Are you about to...
Hardly anyone on those electric
you're
gonna bikes.
You have to clear it again.
No, I don't. I'm done. Look, I've got some water as well.
It does drown out the building noise. It is great at home. The audio scenery.
Yeah. It's a bad noise. Try and tune it out.
There's.
Oh look, there's a. Oh, it's like a kind of.
Oh, he's got this two of them.
There's like a brrr and a.
Yeah. There's the two different sounds of an angle grinder when its gears are engaged and not engaged. Okay, so it goes. Then it goes into the concrete.
Yeah. Our next door neighbour. I'm not sure if she's a Times reader, but she might.
No, it's not about her.
Okay.
She may be a podcast listener. She's a perfectly nice woman.
She is. But
I'd be so happy if just accidentally they drilled in the next minute through a gas main and blew the whole fucking house out of the street and there's nothing left but a hole, which I could use as a garden.
I don't think you should do that, Colin.
I do. It's not about that. It's welcome to my £1 million street. The shitness of £1 million. Why are you not seeing this?
Because you're being mean about...
The fuck was that?
It's the burglar alarm. Which would suggest that the... Oh, God, the electricity's gone off.
Oh, is that the bastards next door, then?
I don't know. Hang on.
Have they drilled through...
No, I don't think
Wait,
so.
Wait. Which is exciting for the podcast.
Yeah.
There'll be more from Esther and me in our kitchen after a short interlude. But to find out what I wrote about in the end, why not pick up a subscription to The Times and The Sunday Times and enjoy 1 month absolutely free? Just search thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran has no idea. I've been promised that this will take you to an amazing offer, rather than just a website created by Ben randomly containing all my broadcasting mistakes. Although I'm sure that exists somewhere, it's just going to be up to you to find it.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, my £1 million street. I wonder what...
I think it's quite interesting that we're trying to record this podcast with the millionaire who moved in next door who has pulled the entire house down to rebuild it just for fun, making our life a misery.
Yeah.
In a house in which I paid much less than £1 million for,
uh-huh,
and is now worth much more than £1 million for. And when I paid £540,000 for this house 15, 20 years ago, it was a nice quiet street with lots of nice little people living in it who very occasionally mended the roof because it was actually raining into the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the houses cost way north of £1 million, people, all the local people, have sold them to people who can afford not only to spend a couple of million quid on their house, but £1 million on pulling the whole perfectly good house down and rebuilding the fucker, which is why I can't make the fucking podcast about what wankers they are.
But you
That's great, isn't it?
No, it's not great, darling, because we have to live on the street and eventually we have to live next
door. But I don't write about her. You understand about column writing?
No, yeah, I also understand that when you write a column like that, everybody on this street...
No, they don't. They all read the bloody Independent and the Guardian. Who have you ever met who's ever passed comment on anything in the paper? They, once I had a book review in the Independent, they all went, oh, you're a journalist. We didn't know.
Right.
No, there's no level of that at all. And obviously I'm not going to write about the woman next door doing the thing. Obviously I'm not. She's eventually going to move in.
Yes.
And discover your plan to rebuild our whole fucking house just to punish her. We're literally going to bury a six-figure sum in work we don't need to start on the day she finishes just to get our revenge. Okay? And she doesn't know that. And if you listen to the podcast, you'll find out.
Stop talking.
I'm talking about a column. My experience of buying a house for much less than £1 million, which is what all these people have done. Then the house prices go up. They become worth a certain amount. You can borrow a certain amount. So you fuck with your house. And rich people aren't happy. That's what people want to read about. That people, by and large, want to hear people who are quite well off, like us, saying how shit it is. Although not moaning about it. But I want to be mean about rich people. And that's always fine.
Okay, fine. Let's move on.
Do you understand?
Of course I understand. But I also understand that you've done columns.
All right, in that case, I'll respond to the story on the Patriot of the Times, which says, this will teach you a fucking lesson.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Page 3 of the Times. Oh. What day is it today? Page 5. Page 3 of the Times. Who's a clever dog then? They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, yet it seems some of our canine friends are much more intelligent than first thought. It turns out a dog's vocabulary can be extended far beyond the usual command.
Oh my God, talking about...
coughing dogs. Train your dog to cough and have the...
We're literally going to do talking dogs.
Sorry, I was thrown off. Were you coughing because you were laughing?
No, I was coughing because I've got that super cold that's going around. I know that's going to really annoy you because you hate it when people say
super cold. The super cold that you've had since 1994.
I've had a very, very bad cold.
It's how long have you had that cough?
And it's gone into my chest.
41 years.
Yes.
They say you can't... Yes, so dogs can talk more than we thought they were, you know? Dogs can talk, so you could do a conversation with... With dogs, you know, the dog goes woof woof and you go...
Stop talking.
What about the Facebook Instagram outage? In the stories about it today, it says millions were left without access to social media, as if it was fucking water.
Yeah.
You know, as if it was bread. We've got these shortages of pigs in blankets and turkeys and fuel and whatever the fuck. And also, it's like there's a shortage of everything, but like... How could it possibly... And the people... Zuckerberg's in big trouble. We couldn't get on Facebook. Are there people for whom it... it doesn't matter?
For me, WhatsApp is reasonably important just because there are things to do with childcare.
Just
WhatsApp,
so you have... Because you need to have a device that just goes ping, ping all the time when I'm talking to you. Ping, ping. Who's that? Oh, it's just Simon Conway sending a 200-word message, one word at a time.
Yes.
Ping, 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 ping.
Stop.
It's like an incontinent old man. Ping, ping, ping. I hate it.
So you were very pleased about the WhatsApp.
I wanted to go down forever. Facebook and all that.
Okay.
And Instagram.
So is that a column for you then?
It's about shortages. It's of all the things you might have, you know, petrol and pigs in blankets and turkeys and social media and all that.
Okay, shortages. Because I had an idea for a column for you about how you...
There's no shortage of bastard builders with drills.
You could volunteer.
What about the HGD? Why aren't...
You could volunteer to do all the jobs that we're short of. You could drive. Oh, hang on, that's a good idea.
Hang on, wait. Don't talk because I'll write it down.
So we are short. I've just written.
I could make the pigs in blankets.
I've just written a very, very.
I'll kill the turkeys. Kill the pigs. Okay. I'll do all the jobs.
Like Miss Rabbit in Peppa Pig.
Keep talking. Yeah.
So, no, not if you're going to do that.
I'm not going to.
So I can see what you're doing.
The thing is, my phone goes a bit. Goes down. You know, goes dark. Goes off. Goes. You know how phones.
It goes into standby.
Sort of exactly. Yeah. It does. I don't know why.
Okay. Just
or how to stop it.
Save energy? I don't know. You can.
I'll do all the jobs. What are they then?
We are short 100,000 hauliers. And within that, I believe there are specific shortages of fuel tanker drivers.
Yeah.
We are short of 170,000 care workers.
I'm not doing that.
I think that includes...
Oh, will they clap for me outside
nursery,
the door?
Yes. Nursery workers.
PPE. I might do that then.
Nursery workers and also other kinds of care workers. And we are short of 1 in 6 hospitality staff. That's a lot of shortage. And butchers, I believe we're short 15,000 butchers who usually come into Europe on seasonal working visas to help in the, in abattoirs basically, and process meat processing plots. So.
We're also short of squid.
I know I saw that.
I thought squid was the only thing you were allowed to eat, but it turns out there's not enough squid.
I think in the ocean it's...
If you could train a squid to drive a lorry and make a pig in a blanket, you'd be
absolutely... You'd be absolutely
Should we
laughing.
Train all the squid? Perfect.
So I wondered if you could do a thing about how your application letter for to do all of these jobs. I will save Christmas. I will do all... Because it is a thing that...
As a master butcher, haulier, care worker and nursery teacher of many years, I'd like to apply for all the jobs in England.
All of the jobs
my
in England.
My main problem with them is that they only pay about £25,000 a year and I need broadly 10 to 20 times that. So I'm going to have to work very, very hard.
Yeah. I don't know. So I thought there might be something quite funny to be done about you being kind of like Miss Rabbit in Peppa Pig doing all of the jobs. And that's how you're going to save Christmas.
And she gets to meet the Queen as a result, doesn't she? The hardest working animal in Pig Town.
Miss Rabbit. Or we could talk about, we could segue from that into Christmas. Do you want to talk about Christmas and shortages?
I'd love to segue into
another column. Alternative. I'd love to get a column idea. We could talk about alternative Christmases, seeing as there's going to be no turkey, no pigs in blanket, no toys.
Stop.
I need a funny column about stuff. And look, here's... I love the front page of the Daily Mail today. It's a great newspaper. They offered me a job once. I should have gone. Because, frankly, a headline like...
Ooh,
French
bad.
Threat... Whoops. That's the Mike Simon looking over the microphone. A headline like French threat to sink Christmas. They warn of Calais blockade in fishing storm as families start stockpiling. And people are literally stockpiling artificial trees. So we know it's only common people. And tinsel and decorations and stuff. And pigs and blankets. Because the French are going to blockade because of the fish or something. And if the French are going to blockade stuff and we haven't got pigs in blankets and we can't even have squid, it's like, would it matter if we skip Christmas just 1 year? But then I went, whoops, we skipped it last year. So we kind of have to have Christmas this year.
Yeah, we have to.
Is there an alternative Christmas?
That's literally what I was saying. There's an alternative for Christmas. Like, there's going to be no turkeys. There might not be any Brussels sprouts.
Mightn't there?
Because there's no one to pick the Brussels sprouts. And we can't import Brussels sprouts from Brussels because the French have blockaded us.
There's no one to... Really?
Yeah.
Specifically Brussels sprouts?
Well, Brussels sprouts, broccoli. Who do you think picks these things? It's seasonal workers coming from Europe on visas, which they can't get hold of. And the visas are now more expensive and there's more red tape and the pickers can't come in.
So in the absence... So in an opening paragraph, which was, Christmas is basically over. I'm fed up with... But is Boris going to save Christmas?
I'm calling it now.
Christmas is off again.
So
here's the alternatives to turkey.
Yeah, pigeon. Snipe. Fox. If you live in an urban area.
Pigeon, fox, squirrel, all delicious, just...
You just need a very, very vinegary sauce to just take away the flavour.
Because, you know, the likes of Nigella and everybody are always going, I want to ring the changes with the turkey dinner, you can't have it. And I always think you don't need to ring the changes because you only have it once a year anyway.
Yeah.
But go on, ring the fucking changes with that, Nigella, Heston, Nigel.
Yeah.
And then what? So the changes with sprouts, what do you replace sprouts with?
Sprouts you are going to replace with...
leaves?
Cress you can grow on your windowsill.
Cress. And then replace Christmas trees with Christmas rakes.
Excellent.
Christmas rake.
Have a festive Christmas rake.
Festooned with not baubles, but...
Earrings. Old earrings.
Or shoes. Festooned with shoes.
Shoes.
Just hang shoes on a rake.
By their laces.
Hang shoes on that by their laces on a rake. You have to be careful with shoes because isn't hanging shoes by their laces a sign that there's a drug dealer around?
Yeah.
There
are some excellent facts and figures about Iceland has noted that there has been a 400% leap from last year to this year in the purchase of frozen turkeys. So everyone's buying frozen turkeys. Aldi has reported that they're selling something like 3,000 frozen turkey crowns a week. So people are totally bought into this hype. And I'm not
That's
even sure it's
trip,
hype.
What's I think my Christmas with replacement things?
Yes, we're doing it now. We're brainstorming it now. So you've got your Christmas rake with your earrings as decoration.
Instead
or
of
shoes.
A Christmas stocking.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas plastic bag.
No, wait, Christmas, what's something sort of COVID-y, like, or leftover...
Ooh, stocking with just lateral flow tests and stuff in it.
Yeah, stocking...
Because that's what we've got a lot of, because we don't need them.
Exactly. Loads of PCR tests from when you went to a country that was red but went green, and now you've got them stacked everywhere.
You can't now, and then you still can't sing. You can't have carol singing because of the spread of COVID, but you can have carol mumbling.
Mumbling or humming.
Carol humming.
Yeah, exactly. Carol door humming to door carol humming.
The responsible thing.
Oh, like Lametta. Lametta. You could old VHS thing, pull out.
You have VHS, you've got to make it topical. So instead of Lametta, it's something COVID.
No, I know it has to be a thing, but if you can't import anything and you can't buy anything new, rummage around under your bed for your box of old cassette tapes and then pull the tape out as a Lametta.
Okay, brown Lametta, that is.
Brown Lametta, really, yeah. An excellent
brown Lametta of... sounds like a euphemism for something also... after a spicy Boxing Day turkey curry. Go to the point, brown Lametta.
So, and also old CDs as well. Everyone's got old CDs hanging around
old
the house.
CDs, that is a thing people hang things with. And this would work as a column. It's quite funny. The
it
Christmas
is funny.
Rake makes me think it's funny. It's funny. I mean, I look at that, I've got to write 1,100 words.
Yeah.
See if they can make a big picture.
Make the big picture bigger and just do a long intro about what everyone's
as Christmas
of.
Is all over, let's not worry about any of it. In the absence of...
Stop worrying. Stop stockpiling.
Stop talking.
You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
The producer was Lucy Ditchmont. It's a Wireless Studios production for The Times. You can listen to us on the Times Radio app or download from wherever you get your podcasts. To find out what I wrote about in the end, you can pick up a copy of The Times or get a digital subscription. And by searching for thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran Has No Idea, you can access a special offer just for you. For the full live experience, tune into my show every Friday on Times Radio from 1 till 4.
Stop talking.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on the Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.